Hi, this is Forrest Kelly, host and producer of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast. Before we start the show, I wanted to take a moment to tell you about a new app called Wisdom. What you can do on Wisdom is listen and talk with amazing people. You can connect with experts and top mentors. Coming up on the new year, you need a little extra motivation? Wisdom is the place to get it. And if you'd like to share and inspire others, you can do it on Wisdom. I'll be doing a live question and answer session on Wisdom. We'll be covering wine, travel, and podcasting in general. Download the Wisdom app today and join me on Wednesday, December 22nd at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on the new app, Wisdom. Thank you. Now let's start the show.
Welcome to the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast. I'm your host, Forrest Kelly. From the seed to the glass, wine has a past. Our aim at the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast is to look for adventure at wineries around the globe. After all, grape minds think alike. Let's start the adventure. Our featured winery is...
We continue our conversation with Marketing Director of Black Mesa Winery, Catherine. In our initial episode, you were speaking about virtual tasting. How many people are usually participating in these?
We've averaged at about 15 to 20 people per tasting. It petered off in May just because, you know, everything was opened up again. So that's why we put the summer on hiatus. But it really, when we launched it, it was more of just to keep people engaged and just as a marketing tool. As far as ROI, I think we pretty much broke even. We want to keep doing in the future, but we almost want to do more of a custom setup where, you know, they reach out to us. We really want, you know, try these wines. And then what we would do is give them recipes that go with the wines. And then it would just be a one-on-one with the winemaker. So we're just kind of toying around with that idea instead of having this pre-scheduled thing every month. We saw that Gray was sort of doing something similar and seemed to be pretty successful. So, I mean, that's a lot of times what happens in this industry is that you see a great idea and then customize it for yourself.
The people that participate in this, the demographic, where are they coming from? They're just everywhere or?
All over the country. We've got a lot of people in California, even New York, Massachusetts, Florida, Texas, Colorado, all over the place. Yeah.
And are they people that have visited the winery or are they just, they've got some kind of New Mexico connection?
Yeah, most of them had visited the winery at some point before. Some of them are referrals from friends that had come here. We've had that situation where somebody's visited and they gifted them this virtual tasting. And so we've been able to incorporate some new taste buds from there. So the tasting room is intimate. Of course, obviously it's all changed now, but we've come to a good spot with our tastings. We have a carpenter that is actually our assistant winemaker, and he made the wine barrel staves into these tasting. So we can put the tastings in these staves. So when you come in, you order the flight, and it comes in a wine stave, and so you get to taste five wines. And you know, it's before, you know, you would have one glass, and then they would just pour you a splash, and you'd have to come back for the glass. And we found that having them, you know, take the entire flight and then being able to enjoy it with friends and family has really actually been a benefit to both of us. We're able to see more people. They have everything laid out in front of them instead of having to come back and ask for each wine sort of thing. So there's a few tastings, a few tables on the inside, and then we have a bare room that we've just opened up for events and for just if you want to enjoy your tasting in the barrel room. So it's been nice, especially when it's been so hot, that barrel room stays at 60 degrees. So it's a nice place to take respite from the hot summer.
Can you describe for me the New Mexico scenery as you drive up to the winery?
So it is a gorgeous drive. I drive from Santa Fe, and it's when I first moved out here, it's just like, this is like a Clint Eastwood film. And so it's real rustic. You know, you see the mesas as you're driving up. Then you get into towards the Taos, you know, as you come into the Rio Grande Valley. Just north of Velarde, you're right next to the river. So you've got the Rio Grande on one side, and then you have these huge mesas on the other side that are all littered with petroglyphs. Actually, I mean, the valley itself has been, you know, there's been people going through there for thousands of years. And so it's just that you can really feel that, just that old history and the rusticness of it. And then Highway 68 is all paved. And then when you turn into the winery, it's all dirt road there. There's vineyards on the left side. And then they also are behind the winery as well. So you're kind of, once you get in, they're nestled in vineyards. We have a really nice patio outside that I think we can seat at least 40 people out there, if not more, comfortably. And that's, the patio is surrounded by lilac trees. During this time of year, actually, we have hummingbirds, and there's just a ton of hummingbirds. We've got probably 10 feeders up, and so it's just sort of entertaining to sit there and drink a glass of wine and watch the hummingbirds.
So as you're sipping the glass of wine, watching the hummingbirds and the other festivities on the winery, how long can a guest expect to stay on the property?
They can expect to spend an hour. So we do the flights and by the glass. And we also have, obviously, the hard ciders as well. And then we also have a self-guided petroglyph tour. We give you a map for that. You can grab a glass of wine, and if you choose not to do a tasting or if you want to do it after your tasting, you can take a glass of wine. And it's only about a quarter mile. There's, right on that trail, there's over 100 petroglyphs that you can see. And then we have a labyrinth too. So if you have something that you're meditating about, you can enjoy our labyrinth. So I would say you can spend as little as a half hour to as much as 90 minutes on property.
Thank you for listening. I'm Forrest Kelly. This episode of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast was produced by iHizzle. If you like the show, please tell your friends and pets and subscribe. Until next time, pour the wine and ponder your next adventure.